5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot!
We were talking about things that you judge last hour, and a lot of it had to do with automotive stuff after a while, and I think that car companies should make it illegal for people with no taste to put tan interiors in a gray or silver car. That is ugly, they don't go together, and it looks bad.
Huh.
Tan inside silver is a bad look. And when you're looking for used cars and you go, ooh, that's a good looking car. And then you see the interior, you go, ah, come on.
That is
it's
a pretty
tan.
Ugly look.
You put tan with a lot of things. You can put it with reds or blues or blacks or whites, but not silver or gray. It looks bad.
So if you found the perfect used car, what's one you're always looking at?
Like a Lexus.
Like a Cadillac CT5V Blackwing.
Okay. Yeah. So you finally find one. It's a price that you've always said is impossible, but it's got tan interior.
But it's there.
You buy it?
I mean, if the price was good enough, then yeah, I guess I would, but I'd hate it. I would be so mad every time I got it.
Now,
the interior was
what if
the wrong
somebody's
color.
Listening and they have a silver or like a gunmetal gray car that has a tan interior? Should they feel like a douchebag?
Yes.
What should they do?
They should get it at least vinyl wrapped or repainted a color that matches the interior.
Well, hi, I'm Maitland and I'm a douchebag. This whole time I've been sitting here like, I know. I wonder if Hot Wings knows.
I saw the eyes catch.
Or I park next to it every day.
Is that what made you think of it?
No.
Every day you get out of your car and you think Maitland's stupid. And
no,
then you
oh,
I got
oh,
a teller this week.
That's why I got my windows tinted.
to hide your insides.
Yeah. Your car's more like a black, isn't it?
It's like a gunmetal.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. Yeah. It's pretty dark.
It's gray.
Yeah.
It's
black.
Definitely gray.
You're only saying it's black because you feel like a douchebag yourself.
It's black when I get out of when I get to
what
work.
About when we leave?
Yeah, I don't care then. I'm out of here.
I stopped judging at 10 o'clock.
I care less then. Yeah.
That's when the hot takes get cold.
About 11:30.
Are you going to think about that every time you get in your car now?
No, because mine's more of a creamy beige. I feel like I know what kind of tan you're talking about. And
yeah,
I don't disagree.
No, yours is fine. Yours really is fine.
Okay. Yeah, yours is fine. Yours isn't a douchebag.
Thank you.
But there are some, it's like.
With your now black car and your now really light beige interior.
It's that saddle tan. With silver.
Oh, I've been saying that my whole
life.
Light
gray or silver. It looks bad. Bad look. Some people have no taste. It's like they're colorblind.
About time somebody came down on saddle tan.
It's bad.
How you feel about chocolatey brown interior? Interior.
In the right car, it's great.
I love it. I immediately assume you're rich if it's chocolatey brown.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's like an exclusive package or something.
Yeah, it's like. Especially the two-tone, where there's, like, different
inserts.
Oh, yeah,
where it looks like a little chocolate you want to eat.
Yeah, there was
Are you just hungry?
I'm starving.
I just saw a GMC Denali Ultimate at an auto show, and it was dark blue.
Did you get that autograph?
Brown interior.
Ew, dark blue with brown?
It was beautiful.
There's too much there. I want it jet black.
You got to check out the King Ranch interiors.
The King Ranch interiors?
Those are nice.
What is that even?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What is that even? My God, what are you, an American or no?
King Ranch interior? Is it white with like green flecks of dill?
Oh my God, does it smell like pickle chips?
I love your interpretation of King Ranch. I totally get it.
You're talking like Wavy Lays over there.
Oh my God. What if the theme of an F-150 King Ranch was in fact ranch
like
dressing?
It's white with little green flecks.
Yeah. There's a ranch air freshener.
This interior is delicious.
That was inspired.
It was so Midwest.
At first, I was so caught off guard, I thought that was a delightful way of describing color. And then it finally got to me that she was referring to the dressing.
Drive it to your favorite vegetables.
Oh, I'm looking at this King Ranch interior. This is some fancy
stuff.
Pretty
nice, right?
We got some tufted seats.
What's a tufted seat?
You really like adding extra EDs to stuff.
I learned how to read in Alabama, guys. I'm not sure if that's who I blame or what. I'm not sure. But, you know.
Didn't you live in Alabama when you were 17?
I lived in Alabama when I was 5. And then again when I was in like 5th or 6th grade, I think.
Okay. Might have been the time in between when you should have been learning to read.
Probably. Yeah.
Check this out. Look at this King Ranch interior.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
See, pretty nice, right?
What a
tufts.
Hey, some fancy stuff
right
there.
I do really like that. I'm not going to lie.
I want to lick it.
Really like that.
I know. I want to eat it. It's a chocolate. There's caramel in there.
I want to lick it.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like ranch.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.